At 10:04 on the clock, we will call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors emergency meeting for Wednesday, June 13, 2018. We will start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann, and Lytle will be here shortly. We did not put on this agenda for public comment or public period, and I visited with, I think, all of you guys, but you do have a handout. We will have that on the 20th, our regular scheduled meeting, and we welcome anybody or whoever would like to comment then at this time. But you guys have a handout I visited with you, and if you want to hand them up here to Don, and we'll make sure everybody gets a copy of those and such. So we've never had this come up before in a so-called kind of emergency meeting, so we didn't include that on the agenda, I guess. So, but thank you very much, and thank you for coming and showing some interest today. At this time, though, I think everybody knows why we're here. It's because of the pending litigation. And at this time, I will entertain a motion at 10:06 on the clock to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. And this is necessary for the protection of public interest or for protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. And this will be limited this morning to our discussion on our so-called Beatrice 6 case. So, vote. Well, Gary's not here, so it'll be 6-0 in favor. Yes, and at this time, we're not sure how long this will take. There may or may not be something that we vote on by the board after it, but anybody is welcome to come back in afterwards, and at that time, we will hopefully have some comments or some things that we can talk about. So.
Thanks for explaining everything, Myron.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Ready to go on?
Yeah. At 11:19 on the clock, I'll entertain a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Pat.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, as you know from our discussion, it's our recommendation that the board authorize us to proceed to request an in-bank hearing by the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in this case. We'd recommend that you vote on that issue at this time. Question?
I make a motion to grant permission for an in-bank review of this.
Second.
We have a motion by Tiemann and a second by Juergens. Any discussion or comments? Vote.
Are you going to allow for any public comments?
Because we have to vote first. 7-0 in favor. No, this is not. This is a special meeting. On the 20th, there will be a period for comment. We visited with our legal counsel on that. There will be public comments at our next board meeting on the 20th. And then anybody.
You're going to take a vote.
Will you come up and identify yourself, please?
No, because this is our special. This is a special meeting. We have an agenda that we do have to follow. We have visited with our legal counsel about that, and there were several people here earlier that we visited with about, and we are not at this meeting taking public comment. We will, though, on the 20th, we will have on our agenda again, and anybody is more than welcome to come and make public comment, and we hold that the same respect that we've had at every other meeting. This meeting, we did not have it on our agenda.
Will that affect the decision that's made here to move forward with a filing for an en banc hearing?
I will let our legal counsel answer that.
No, that was we're acting on the advice of counsel at this time.
Yeah, or if Pat would like to answer that too.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Will comments at the meeting of the 20th This is the first time, apparently, the public can be allowed to voice an opinion about moving forward with an en banc hearing. Will the decision made today by the board be affected by comments made by the public on the 20th?
I don't know that we can predict what decisions the board will make on the 20th after they've received comments, and at that time they can make whatever decision they would deem appropriate.
We have 14 days. The county has 14 days. Pat advises we have 14 days to file an appeal, correct?
Yes.
So that is, what day would that be? June 25th?
June 25th.
June 25th. By June 25th, it has to be filed. There also is preparation that they need to do to have that done. So what day it will be filed on, we're not sure. We just have until the 25th. It won't be filed until they're comfortable and ready and have all of their preparation done. So we will have on the 20th, we will have a meeting again. That's our regular scheduled board meeting. And at that time, we will take or have on the agenda public comment, and we will let anybody who would like to come and present anything they want to or speak. You also do understand that at that public comment part of that meeting, we cannot make decisions or give our opinions. We can ask questions to clarify stuff. That's part of that public comment. If there needs to be something on the agenda, or you or somebody else would like, you need to then visit with me or the clerk or this board if you feel there needs to be something on the agenda, and then we can decide whether or not to put that on the agenda.
What I'm struggling to understand is whether or not public comments on the 20th will affect the authorization to proceed with an en banc hearing, or whether that decision will have already been made.
What we just had here was a motion to proceed with the preparation and the filing of that en banc, or whatever, however it's called. We had a motion and a second. Did we vote on it? We haven't voted. We voted.
Voted,
I remember.
Seven,
I don't remember.
We voted, yeah. Seven.
We voted 7-0 to do 7-0 to do that. So that decision has been made to go ahead and proceed with the preparation and the filing of that. On the 20th, any comments that may are made, could this board will take that into account. Someone would have to make a motion to not do that then, because today's meeting we are proceeding to do that. And that's what we're doing. Someone would have to, from this board, or we'd have to have it on the agenda, whether or not we wanted to proceed to do that.
Well, and if the filing is already made.
Now, you're misunderstanding. Filing won't be made, must be made by the 25th. That's after the meeting on the 20th. So you will be able to speak, or anybody else that wants to speak, be able to speak in advance of the likely date it's filed. This
likely
is a preparation step.
Mr. Lauby, it's extremely unlikely that that'll be filed by that time. Extremely unlikely. I'm going to say it won't be. But we'd be tying our attorney's hands if we didn't allow them this preparation time and we didn't tell them, yes, proceed with this. What we'd be saying is, we might do it. Don't do anything yet. Don't proceed. Don't prepare. But then we push them down the road even further. We're saying start preparing, get your ducks in a row, get things ready, and we're telling them proceed at this time. If we change our mind later, at least we've given them every opportunity to get things ready and to do their due diligence as they are preparing for that in bank review.
But no, I'll go back to my point again then. We basically have made the decision to go ahead and do it. There would have to be a different decision at some other meeting or the meeting on the 20th telling them not to. Yes, this gives them all the preparation time for that possible filing, but something would have to be on the agenda, and most likely comments from the public without something on the agenda, or us having our legal Roger or Amanda telling us that we could go ahead and do it, we would not entertain a different vote on it.
And can we clarify this to say that we're instructing Pat and his team to start the process, but that will not be filed until after our meeting on the 20th.
That was not part of, we would have to have a new motion or whatever. That was not part of the motion.
I can tell you we're not going to be ready for it.
Yes.
Okay.
You can add that to the motion, but doesn't mean you never okay.
Be ready until then anyway.
Well, I'm sure you're not. But
they did not come down and show us the paperwork that's all ready to do it tomorrow. Right. No, they did not have
and
that.
And if we reversed our decision on the 20th, it wouldn't get filed.
We could. That is a possibility. But again, that it needs to be either on the agenda or at times Roger has done what he calls an emergency agenda item. He's okayed that. And then we put it on there and had a vote on it. But if it's just because they come and make public comment, I don't want you coming and thinking you will definitely have a vote on it. That's what I'm trying to explain here and stuff. People that make public comment, we need to have some discussion beforehand and all of that to see if we do or not do not put something on the agenda.
I appreciate the explanation, and I appreciate the clarification. Thank you.
As of right now, it will not be voted on.
As of right now, it will not be on the agenda, but that, however, that can change. We set our agenda it's the 20th, and at 8:30 on Tuesday morning, the agenda is sent out, and then the agenda is set. So. Correct? Yep. Any other comments or anything? As you most of you know, we've had the decision reached down on Monday, returned against Gage County, and that's part of what the last few days this board has had discussion with a lot of people, and we appreciate Pat and Melanie and Jennifer. No, not Jennifer. Elizabeth. Jennifer's our other counsel and stuff. We appreciate them very much coming down and visiting with the board and having discussion and answering a lot of our questions about how to proceed. And the decision has been made to proceed to file the appeal with the whole board of the Eighth Circuit. So thank you much. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, meeting adjourned at 11:29.